As debate rages over coal seam gas, a coalition of environmental groups has commissioned an analysis of treated coal seam gas water, and they say that the findings reveal the industry is threatening the Murray-Darling Basin. The analysis is of water discharged from the Santos-owned Narrabri coal seam gas project in northwest Western New South Wales. The environmentalists say the tests show that the level of ammonia in treated water returned to the river system is three times higher than it should be. Environment reporter Connor Duffy has the story.
Green groups have waged a long and bitter fight in the Pilliga forests. Environmentalists see this arid woodland as a key battleground in their war on coal seam gas. Now three groups have commissioned an analysis of the water discharged from the Santos-owned coal seam gas site, Eastern Star. The groups say it shows elevated levels of seven different compounds around the coal seam gas discharge area compared to samples taken 1 kilometre upstream. Carmel Flint is from Friends of the Earth, which helped fund the research.
The major concern was the ammonia. It was at three times drinking water standard, and it can have a major impact on aquatic life, particularly fish. It has major impacts on fish health.
Carmel Flint says the creek the discharge flows in is connected to the Murray-Darling Basin system, which the federal government is spending billions trying to save.
This water does. The water flows north into the Nemoi. The Pilliga Forest is part of the Murray-Darling Basin, one of its most iconic natural assets.
Santos has only recently purchased the Eastern Star gas project. Spokesman Matthew Doman says the company hasn't seen the samples or the report commissioned by the environment groups.
Well, I can't comment specifically on the sample that seems to be the subject of a report, which I also haven't seen. But we do conduct, and Eastern Star have been conducting regular testing on the water discharged from this facility. That discharge has been authorised by the New South Wales government.
Friends of the Earth have defended the quality of the research to AM.
Well, we weren't involved with the samples at all. We contracted a consultant and had them independently collected, and then we sent them to one of the best labs in New South Wales to analyse them. So very high quality results, which can be completely trusted.
How much did that cost?
It cost several thousand dollars.
Matthew Doman from Santos has likewise defended the company's operations and says there are already water quality problems in the Namoi River.
It's worth pointing out, I think, that the New South Wales government has also, under its Office of Water, identified for some time that there are high nitrate levels in the Namoi River and has attributed those levels to the agricultural activities in the region.
So can you say with 100% certainty that coal seam gas isn't contributing to poorer river health outcomes in the Namoi?
All I can say is that any water discharged into the Namoi River meets the requirements of the New South Wales of the New South Wales government.
Santos spokesman Matthew Doman ending Connor Duffy's report.